Good evening. Please welcome Shapley's Chairman of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences and Education, Dr. Jamie McManus.
Thanks very much, and hello, Shapley family, and happy April. Let's see, is that the month? Yes, we're in April. Happy April, and we're happy to be with you here tonight at the beginning of spring, although we don't really have spring-like weather yet here in Northern California, but certainly the trees are blooming and blossoming, and so I'm sure hopefully wherever you are, you have a little bit of spring going on, if not outside, then inside. We'll make this a happy call tonight because we are in honor of Earth Day and in honor of Shapley's legacy of environmental stewardship and really focusing on doing what's right for people as well as the planet, and our commitment, our very strong commitment that is part of the DNA of our company and delivered and showcased every day by all of you, that commitment to creating healthier lives in people around you. This is what we want to celebrate tonight. So tonight's call is all about what we all know and fondly think of as the Shapley difference. We're going to give you a little bit different spin on it tonight. It's our health sciences perspective on what really makes us different and unique as a company. And hopefully this is a call that you will want to share with your organizations, because certainly as whether you have people that have been in your organization or group for a long time or brand new people coming in, I think to be able to really help educate and inspire with the information and confidence, their understanding of really why Shapley is such a unique and different company. And what we're going to talk about in the coming hour is really what we see as the important pinnacles of that difference and that uniqueness and that solution, that ability to provide solutions to you in your daily lives that really are relevant, relevant and safe, and something that you can walk out to the world with pride and with confidence. So we're going to celebrate that tonight by kind of talking about the Shapley difference and with a little bit different perspective. It's going to be more product oriented, more research oriented, but really helping to remind everyone out there. What is the guiding philosophy of our company related to everything that we do, not only the products that we create, but how we represent ourselves and in the choices of ingredients and the way we manufacture our products, in the way we educate people in our commitment to supporting endeavors like tree plantings and supporting athletes, supporting explorers, and really truly putting out to the world the importance of a guided by nature, founded in great science, and delivering products and services and education and information that's really relevant in making a difference in people's lives. So we're going to talk about our philosophy, which we would say is created by nature, or created with the nature and safety of the planet as the kind of the first pillar of our Shapley difference. And then we're going to talk about basically product performance, but from the perspective of the research that guides the creation of our products all the way to the research that validates our products, and then the ongoing performance that we see, that you see every day in your own experiences with the products, in your own ability to introduce these products and see the results that are achieved by the people around you, as well as, of course, what we can showcase and have been showcasing here recently with athletes, as Shapley has a tremendous history and legacy of having real-life explorers and athletes and Olympians who have utilized our products to achieve their greatest levels of performance. And so, again, we have products that are, have this tremendous, tremendous great philosophy that from the first days of Dr. Shapley in harmony with nature, but also focused on creating good health. And joining me tonight for this call are my partners in health science here, Pam Manning, Senior Manager in Health Sciences, Registered Dietitian, Masters in Nutrition, as well as Les Wong, who's the senior member of our team and has helped guide the philosophy and direction of our products for over 30 years, although he must have started, I think, when he was six. We continue to joke about that, but he's not getting any older. He keeps getting younger. It's a little annoying to all of us. But so I'm going to turn the reins of the call over to Pam to talk a little bit more about this aspect of the Shackley difference, namely the philosophy that drives everything that we all do.
Thanks, Dr. Jamie, and hello to everybody on the line there. Yes, it's my pleasure to kind of start off by talking a little bit about our philosophy. And as Dr. Jamie said, you know, Dr. Shackley founded, you know, this company on products in harmony with nature and good health. And so I want to first touch on a little bit about our philosophy in terms of our environmental stewardship and achievements and leadership. You know, Shackley has been, I like to say, green when, you know, green was really just a color. It's so much more today, and that word is used by many companies out there trying to promote green products. But Shackley really has shown great leadership in this area way back in 1960 and 70s. You know, Shackley was one of the first companies to introduce biodegradable cleaners, non-toxic cleaners with our Basic H, as well as our biodegradable laundry detergents without, you know, phosphates, nitrates, or borates. So we were really instrumental in doing that kind of thing very, very early on. I know our environmental legacy, you know, continued through the 1980s, where we planted, you know, over 1 million trees, and also helped build schools and health clinics throughout Asia in partnership with the American Himalayan Foundation. And we continued to get involved in environmental projects, such as in the 1990s, by providing financial and product support for the third international Arctic project led by Arctic explorer Will Steger. And this was the first surface crossing of 2,500-mile-wide Arctic Ocean. And they used this expedition to really bring information about environmental issues and the changes that were being seen to the polar landscape to millions of school-wide, you know, children. So it was really an amazing environmental feat. Our legacy continued in the year 2000 when we were the first company worldwide to be certified climate neutral, and we continue with our environmental efforts, for example, of, you know, continuing to plant millions of trees in the U.S. and in Kenya, and we've done that in partnership with Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai. So, and to this day, we continue to do whatever we can to be involved in good stewardship with the environment. And I can't not mention the environment without talking a little bit about Earth Day, as Earth Day is next week, April 22nd. And I do want to just touch on and remind folks about our commitment to, you know, safe, green, and smart cleaning products. You know, with our Get Clean line, for example, you know, we really do believe that your home should be the safest place in the world. And so Get Clean products provide you some great cleaning choices that are non-toxic. They're formulated with sustainable ingredients from natural sources, and you won't really find a lot of the harmful, you know, ingredients that are out there in a lot of competitor products. So our you know, cleaning products are support, you know, your safe home, a safe environment by providing recyclable and biodegradable ingredients and packaging. And the products are very concentrated, so they really save you in the long run money so that you can clean smart as well, smart financially, smart for your family, and smart for the planet. And as I said, you know, we continue to lead the environmental movement and have received a number of awards even in the last 12 months or so. When we talk about our ingredient and our product philosophy, I just want to touch a little bit on the process that's involved with starting with safety and efficacy. We really do start with the science. So a new product concept can be generated from anywhere, from ideas from our field, from our scientists, from the research, And once we have those concepts out on the table, we really do a very thorough scientific, you know, literature evaluation and review of what we may or may not know related to this concept. We continue to, you know, critically review the concept and refine it, get outside expertise if necessary, and hopefully move on to the development of prototypes. Then, you know, we take it one step further with embarking on any scientific or clinical research that we may need to support the development of that product, and then ultimately lead to the addition of making marketing materials to support the product that will ultimately obviously be very safe and efficacious Shackley products. One of the things I want to mention, too, in terms of our philosophy, besides green and our commitment to research, you know, our primary concern, too, is safety. And Shackley has a history of not only providing great efficacious ingredients in our product, but also being very cautious about what we don't have in the product. So, you know, one of the things you can be sure of is that your safety is our primary concern. Back in 2004, Consumers Reports published an issue about the Dirty Dozen. So there was like 12 different dietary supplement ingredients to avoid. And I can proudly say, and we can all in this room proudly say, that Shackley's never had any of those ingredients in there, things like comfrey or chaparral or kava, bitter orange. So there's a number of different ingredients that, you know, we just would never put in our products because there's not proven safety. You know, and then when it comes to personal care products, we are, you know, very concerned about not having products that contain things like formaldehyde or triclosan or any other unsafe ingredients that you might find in many personal care and cleaning products, as I mentioned. And in terms of other things that we do in terms of safety, purity, and potency, when it comes to dietary supplements, you know, herbal products, for example, you know, we take very serious in terms of the steps to make sure that botanicals that we are using are truly identified. Their chemical profile has been looked at using, you know, state-of-the-art chemical analysis techniques to verify that the herb truly is, you know, that herb, that the quantitative analysis of the chemical activity of that herb is confirmed, and also taking it even further to do some third-party safety testing to ensure that that source of botanical does not have any, you know, chemical or biological contaminants. And Shackley's committed to, you know, over 80,000 quality tests conducted every year, so you can be sure that we take that very seriously. So really, you know, Shackley has this, you know, long-term history of proven purity and potency in our products. We're committed to products that are free of contaminants and pesticides, no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives. You know, we're really an industry leader in our quality control testing with thousands and thousands of product tests annually. So now I'm going to hand it to Dr. Jamie to continue with our Shackley Difference presentation.
Great. I just wanted to also alert everybody that we will do a Q&A here at the end so that those of you who have questions about anything related to what we're talking about tonight, as well as other topics that may be on your mind, certainly stay tuned. So next segment, kind of the Shackley Difference, is the performance, product performance. And largely, you know, I think one of the most significant aspects of the uniqueness of Shackley is our commitment to doing real scientific research and largely clinical research, meaning human studies. We want our products to be based upon the greatest science. So we start, that's the starting point. Where most companies start and end is creating products that are based on a review of the related research in a given area, on a given topic, whether it's heart health or whether it's a particular ingredient that they may want to make a product that contains a certain specific ingredient. We start there. Shackley has had a long commitment, largely driven by health sciences, in sponsoring research, doing not only internal studies that we do related to the actual formulation process and the bioavailability and the delivery systems and that sort of internal research, as well as more proving the performance of our products in the human setting. And that does make us quite unique. Other companies do some of these, sorts of studies, but not really at the level that we do, nor to the level of rigor that we do. We have over 100 scientific publications, and most of these are in peer-reviewed journals or at high-level scientific meetings, so that they're presentations at high-level scientific meetings and/or actually published in peer-reviewed journals. Now, when you have a study that's published in a peer-reviewed journal, that is considered the kind of the gold standard. That is the highest level of scientific rigor, where your study is judged by a committee of your peer scientists, who then try to poke holes in that study, whether it's the study design or the results or the analysis of the results. And when it passes the muster, that's when that study may be accepted for publication. So for our company to have over 100 scientific publications, that is, you know, something that certainly is a large feather in our cap that all of you in our Shackley family get to wear, as well as those of us internally who continue to support this research. So just to go through kind of the areas that we do research in, so you understand some of the history of this, as well as some of what we're currently doing. We do studies that support our products. So when we create products, we want to be able to have a study that's published that validates that it is meeting a certain health need or delivering a certain benefit. So for instance, we have 7 studies that have looked at Vitaly, and you know, we've changed and evolved Vitaly over the years as the nutrition research has evolved, so that we know that people may need more or less of certain ingredients, and so we continue to evolve our multivitamin to be a gold standard for a multivitamin product. We have our most famous study, of course, that is validating not only Vitaly but other Shackley products will be our landmark study, which we'll talk about in a few moments. We have, as many of you know, 4 published studies on Nutriferon, and these are studies that look at the use of Nutriferon in a variety of different clinical settings. Over the years, we've published 6 different studies that are looking at soy protein in also different settings, from the standpoint of not only how it performs, but how it may affect cholesterol levels and other different parameters. Just Vitaly itself, we have research that spans 4 decades. I mean, imagine that. In the 1970s, we published a study that was entitled The Effects of Calcium and Micronutrients on Bone Loss in Both Pre- and Postmenopausal Women. In the 1980s, so this was early on, this is at a time when, back in the 1970s,
Before you were born?
Before I was born, not quite. But I was finishing college in the 70s and starting medical school in the 70s, and we were still determining that calcium and vitamin D and other nutrients were, you could supplement with that and actually affect bone density. I mean, many of these findings and understanding about health and the connection of nutrients and health are relatively new and recent phenomena, and things that Shackley has actually participated in helping advance that state of knowledge. In the 1980s, we had a study published, Multivitamin, Multimineral Supplementation, Effects on Blood Chemistries of College-Age Women. And we were able to showcase that using a multivitamin actually led to better nutrient levels in young women in a college setting as compared to dietary advice, so official formal dietary advice. We could actually just do as well as that or even better just by having them take a multivitamin, which we all believe in as kind of the standard of assuring that all those nutritional gaps are being satisfied. 1990s. The effects of long-term vitamin mineral supplementation on the immune response in older healthy adults. So another area where we know that vitamins and minerals and overall nutrient status can play a great role in overall health, and in particular immune health, which tends to lag a bit as people get older. And then, of course, in the 2000s, we have a number of studies looking at Vitaly, but which we'll be talking about a little bit here in just a few moments, but of course the most well-known one to all of you on the phone is what we call our landmark dietary supplement studies. And then we also are really very proud, and Les and Pam both have been very involved in a lot of this research over the years, Les in the 80s and beyond, and Pam some in the 90s and beyond. Pam actually left and did diabetes research efforts for a few years and then came back. She couldn't stay away. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Never really left.
You didn't ever really leave because you were here doing consultant work for us. So some of our nutrition research has also been not specifically related to our products, but really more oriented towards understanding the connection of certain nutrients in the health process. For instance, we have a study that we published quite a while ago, I think in the late 80s, early 90s, that, and to think about this because this is still new news today, that you could reduce asthma symptoms by consuming omega-3 fatty acids, and the connection to certain immune parameters and inflammation parameters was actually something that Shackley was looking at years ago. And of course, you see the ads on television for the drugs that are now being out there being touted for decrease the other cause of asthma, which is inflammation. And of course, there's a lot known in the whole nutritional world related to being able to decrease inflammation, especially in the setting of asthma. We also have published several studies related to fiber. We have a study that was published the title of the study is Long-Term Effects of Water-Soluble or Soluble Dietary Fiber in the Management of Hypercholesterolemia in Healthy Men and Women. So we're again looking at the ability to use a soluble fiber product to help to lower cholesterol levels in people who may have moderately elevated cholesterol levels. And then, of course, the study we talked about last year at convention, and we've talked about at any of you who've been at events, these health and wellness seminars that that Les and Pam and I have been doing crisscrossing the country here, we have talked about the study published in the Journal of Virology that we helped to support the development and the validation of the human airway epithelium model to study the biology of the human influenza and parainfluenza viruses. And so partnering with a well-known flu expert at Cornell University, and we will receive ongoing acknowledgement for our support of that research. And so we were able to help move the research looking at and studying the effects of various treatment as well as prevention modalities for influenza virus. We now can have a human airway epithelium model, a tissue culture model, as opposed to having to use animals, which is, again, another big part of the Shackley difference in not supporting anything related to animal research. And then, of course, our big performance-proven study that we talk about so frequently, and that is our landmark study or dietary supplement study, where we were actually able to look at three different populations, our Shackley population who used multiple supplements for over 20 years and compare them to a cohort that used only a multivitamin and a cohort that used no supplements at all, and were able to show that we had a number of interesting differences, and the differences were interesting enough that that we were actually published in the Nutrition Journal, which is a very, very good peer review journal, also an online journal, which gives everybody good access to looking at this study. And we were able to show in this study that people who used our products had a significantly lower incidence of a variety of conditions, including diabetes, including a 72% reduction of diabetes in people with who are using Shackley supplements compared to people who use a multivitamin only. We also looked at biomarkers, which are measures of risk of disease, including HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and C-reactive protein. And we, as many of you know, we had a significant reduction in HDL cholesterol compared to the other two groups in the Shackley population group. We had significantly lower triglyceride levels. So you want to be under 150 in your triglyceride levels, which is another measure of risk factor rather for the development of heart disease. And the Shackley supplement users had an average level of 121, and so significantly lower than the other two groups. And then, of course, C-reactive protein, which is a newly emerging over the past 10 years or so marker of inflammation. And inflammation is a factor in a variety of different diseases, both the development of the disease itself as opposed to the, in addition to the exacerbation or worsening or ongoing progression of the disease state. And you'd like to see your C-reactive protein be as low as possible. Actually, the lower, the better. It could be zero, and it would be fine. Certainly, when you're above 3, you're at high risk, or elevated risk, certainly, of a variety of things, including heart disease. And so our Shaklee supplement users had a level of, on average, of 1.9, so definitely in the more healthful range, which is good, and a lot of that is related to our commitment to helping people achieve a healthier lifestyle, eat more healthfully, avoid foods that may be more inflammation tendency, as well as our commitment to providing omega-3 fatty acids, which are very good natural way to help that fight that inflammation tendency in your body. And then, of course, our landmark study led us to some very interesting data on vitamin D. And whereas we're all this information out there in the world was showing a tremendous concern about vitamin D deficiency or the percentage of people across America that had suboptimal levels of vitamin D, our landmark study results showed that our Shaklee population had actually a very optimal level of vitamin D on average at 52 nanograms per ml. And just to put that into perspective for everyone out there, many of you are hearing a lot about vitamin D and reading a lot about vitamin D. And the normal range, quote unquote, is 30 to 80 nanograms per ml. But most of the research is really leading health experts to now recommend that people, especially if you have any tendency towards arthritis or immune problems or heart disease or osteoporosis, that we really want your level of vitamin D to be more in the 50, 60, 70 nanogram per ml range. And so we wanted to look at another study to kind of confirm our results so that, you know, because this was somewhat flew in the face of what we see out there in the general health information and the statistics, the population statistics out there in America and in Canada, North America, you know, U.S. and Canada. And so in our follow-up study, which we did in New Orleans and we talked about last year in St. Louis, we actually looked at three different groups of vitamin D intakes. We were able to look at a broad population and actually were able to divide them into three different groups. People that were kind of new to Shaklee and used a lower amount of vitamin D on the average, those who had a more moderate intake, and then those who had higher intake. And the results were very clear, and that study was published last year in the Journal of Clinical Lipidology, and that study showed that as you increase your supplemental vitamin D intake, that will result in a higher level of vitamin D in your blood, serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D. And so it was a very good dose response curve that we're able to develop as a result of that. And it also showed, in addition, so not only as you increase your supplemental vitamin D do you have more vitamin D in your blood, but you also have a proportionally higher increase, a higher level of HDL cholesterol. HDL cholesterol is one of the most significant markers related to your risk for heart disease. So we were able to actually have this study published because we were one of the first studies to actually show that that supplemental vitamin D at increasing levels will lead to a nice increase in HDL, a lower waist to hips or a lower waist circumference, and therefore a lower risk of coronary artery disease and metabolic syndrome. So again, another feather in our Shaklee research cap with our vitamin D study published last year, with the title of that being Serum 25-Hydroxy Vitamin D is independently associated with high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, and metabolic syndrome in men and women. You'll hear more about this because we have a follow-up study to this that we have completed and is now in the analysis and presentation kind of mode. So we continue to be very actively engaged in the area of vitamin D research as well as a continual evolution, as you will also see in the coming months, of our delivery of vitamin D in our products. And then finally, one last study to talk about, and that is our Cinch YMCA study. And this is a very interesting study, and it's one that, again, I really want all of you to take to heart, hopefully very personally as well as in people around you. Because this is a study where we looked at everyday, ordinary, older adults who were sedentary, who went to a YMCA with the intent to try to get a little more fit. And so we participated in this study delivering to half the group a Cinch shake at the end of their workout. So these people came in three times a week for their workout, and so half the group did a workout without a Cinch shake at the end, and the other group did the workout with a Cinch shake. And that was basically the intervention. And the study results were quite interesting and was actually published in Fitness Management Magazine. And it showed an improvement in or a better weight loss as well as an increase in lean muscle mass, and most significantly a significant drop in body fat compared to this. So between the two groups, the group that used the Cinch shake lost more weight, gained lean muscle mass, and had a significant drop in body fat. So just exactly what you want to see, because the most important thing was actually not the change in weight, even though that was a nice number as well, but really that they built muscle and they lost body fat. And all they did was do a Cinch shake in addition to doing what we all should be doing, which is working out three times a week. They didn't do a whole Cinch plan. They could have gotten a whole lot better results with that, but they got reasonable results just by doing that Cinch shake, which is why we have positioned the Cinch shake as part of the prescription for a healthier life, because we feel strongly that this is something that can enhance the health and wellness and physical performance and physical, you know, body parameters between lean muscle and body fat of everyone, of all ages. And with that, we're going to transition to the next part and the final phase of our Shackley Difference presentation tonight, and that is the performance that is proven by real-life athletes and explorers. And I'm going to turn that over to our Vice President of Health Sciences, Les Wong.
Hey, everyone. Great to be with you here tonight, and I get to talk about something that's fun to talk about and something that I like to talk about. It's sort of the second part of what we like to talk about, proven performance. Dr. Jamie talked a lot about touching on the various research studies and programs that we have underway, and we think that's a big separation point from between us and other companies in the dietary supplement space. Another place where we're very active in proving the performance of our products is with in real life and with real life athletes and explorers. Now, Dr. Jamie mentioned how successful one could be as a sort of a normal person, weekend warrior who added just a Cinch shake to, you know, your 3 days a week workout, and you didn't have to be an Olympic athlete to get benefit from that, seen as increased weight loss, increased fat loss, and increased retention, increased muscle mass gain. So imagine if you're successful in that space as a weekend warrior, how successful one could be if you're an elite athlete. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. We just came off, we as a country just came off one of the most successful Winter Olympic Games in history, specifically for our U.S. Ski team and snowboarding teams. We won more medals at the Vancouver Games than we have in any of our previous games. We like to think at Shackley that we played a small but important part in that, being the official dietary supplement provider to the U.S. Ski and snowboard teams, and fostering that relationship as far back as 1980. Since we're talking Shackley Difference, I'm going to talk about, actually, I came into Shackley or into this health sciences department that we're all a part of, but this department actually started back in around 1980. And I was actually brought into this department as Dr. Jim Whittam, some of you may remember, actually asked me to come into the department because we started working on a project with the U.S. Ski Team. And that was a major, major endeavor, not just to provide them products and give them dietary supplements, but to do an analysis and a study of what it is that they were taking in. What were their dietary intakes? What could we do to improve them? And could smart supplementation also augment and help optimize their athletic performance? The reason this happened is because we weren't very good as a country in winter skiing and winter sporting events, and we saw that those countries who were successful, like Eastern European countries, did have people who were specializing in looking at nutrition and dietetics and training tables and so forth. Long story short, we got involved back in 1980. I have had a very long-standing relationship with the U.S. ski team. In 1984, the culmination of our work, which included two published studies, a lot of newsletter writing for U.S. ski coaches and athletes, giving training courses and classes at U.S. ski coaches certification schools, visiting at the various camps, doing lots of studies with the athletes in terms of body composition and food records to figure out what they were eating. We made modifications to their training table, to their diets, to their supplementation regimens, and lo and behold, in 1984 in Sarajevo, we had two gold medals for our U.S. ski team, and that just sort of continued the success that we've seen today. Specifically in Vancouver, I'd like to talk about a couple of the athletes that I've had the great opportunity and chance to meet some of them. And they're great people, I think, because they're not, in general, they're not overly pampered athletes. A lot of these athletes are struggling in a sport or in sports that you only hear about them, once every 4 years, and that's when an Olympic Games come around. It's not as if they were in the Major League Baseball or NBA or NFL or professional golf that where they become household names, and so. These are athletes that we like to work with because they are really looking for something that can give them a natural edge, something that will help them perform to their best, and they appreciate every ounce and every supplement and every carbohydrate and every dollar of support that they can get because they're not getting $65 million contracts per year. Few of the ones that had great success up in Vancouver, one that I met in New York last year, Andrew Weibrecht, one of the sort of unsung heroes. He won a bronze medal in the downhill. We had two Americans winning there. I have a couple of quotes from some of these guys that we got last October when we did a product launch event in New York City. That was the Energy Chew launch event. And we took some tape and some video, and captured some quotes that some of these athletes made about the products. Andrew said, and this is going to be a recurring theme that you're going to hear. Andrew said, "I trust Shaklee products because I know they're safe. They do a lot of testing. And as an athlete, that's one of the most important parts for me, competing and competing clean. And I know that Shaklee's going to follow through on that 100%. Another athlete that was incredibly successful that we've actually sponsored as an individual athlete because we want to, he's so well aligned with Shaklee's values. He's been such a long-term Shaklee product user that we want his sort of his face and his image and his personality more closely aligned with Shaklee, and that is Billy DeMong. And Billy DeMong is a special athlete because he lives the kind of lifestyle that Dr. McManus talked about just a while back. He's concerned about what he puts in his body. He tries to eat the right foods. He obviously exercises to a great degree. He even lives in a very, very green house where he was elated when we shipped him a Get Clean starter pack so that he and his roommates could get do a better job in cleaning house with sustainable and Shaklee products.
Green,
yeah.
Clean house.
So anyway, what's really terrific about Billy DeMong is Billy DeMong actually captured the first gold medal in Nordic Combined. And Nordic Combined is that event where you do two things. One, you cross-country ski, and the other one is you ski jump, which is actually like flying. If you've seen that ski jumping at the Olympics, that is probably the closest thing to flying that you can see. He's been doing this for quite some time. He's about 30 years old. That's not old, but that's old in Olympic terms for being very well experienced. And he captured the first gold medal ever in the Nordic combined for the U.S. In fact, the Olympic Nordic team and Nordic combined team actually captured 4 out of a total of 9 different this is the Nordic combined team actually captured 4 out of a total of 9 medals in individual and team events. Johnny Spillane also won 2 silver medals. Billy DeMong won the gold in the large hill event, but also shared the team silver medal with Johnny Spillane, Todd Lodwick, and Brett Camerota. They were so, I think, enchanted and excited with Billy's gold medal victory that he was chosen to be the flag bearer in the closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games. So if you saw it that that night on the closing ceremonies, that was our athlete, Billy DeMong, who was carrying the flag. A quote from Billy is that he's been with the I've been with the U.S. ski team for over 10 years. During that time, I've been able to use Shapley products exclusively as part of my daily routine. I use a ton of performance throughout the summer and winter to hydrate before, during, and after races. It has all the calories and electrolytes I need to sustain energy for a long time. One of the stories you may not have heard, and, you know, you thought you had a good day today. Well, picture yourself as Billy DeMong, who just won the gold medal for Nordic combined, never been done in over 100 years in the U.S., and then that evening, he proposes to his fiance, and she says yes. That is a Shackley story.
That is so great.
All right.
And now they're going to build a Shackley business.
And we'll find out about that part. All right. Two more athletes at the two more ski team athletes at the Winter Olympics. Seth Westcott, I have to mention, because I met him in the New York event as well. Seth is a very smart young man. Who is very concerned about what goes in his body, not really a big supplement user, but after talking to him and telling him about Shackley, I think he's going to be more open to Shackley supplements. Anyway, Seth won the gold medal in the snowboard cross event, and that means he's a back-to-back winner because he won the same event in Torino in Italy in 2006. And the image that I will remember is when they basically, this is roller derby on snowboard. So they send 4 guys out the gate at the same time, at the same narrow course. And the view I will remember is they have positioned the hill just perfectly. So the last jump before the finish line, these guys look like they're jumping out of the Olympic rings. And what I will remember is that Seth was like in third place, and then as he jumped out of the Olympic rings, he jumped right into first place and went on to win a gold medal. And so that was sort of a cool thing. Seth says, I never grew up eating fast food. I just think it's really important if you're an athlete to be putting pure things in your body and not contaminating yourself. You've only got one life, so you got to take care of it while you're here. The last skier that I want to talk about is Jarrett Speedy Peterson. Jarrett Speedy Peterson is, I believe, he's also 32. So in skiing and elite athlete terms, these guys are old. These guys are old-timers competing up against 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. Jarrett is a very interesting case because he's been skiing on the ski team for a long time and actually has had some issues with substances and things, so he's lived in it for a while, sort of a pampered sort of a lifestyle, and paid the price for it over time. So he's on a comeback trail, and at Shackley, we like comeback stories. We want to help people dig themselves out of the ditches and become successful for the first time or again. And Speedy actually won the silver medal in the men's freestyle aerials with his famous and apparently patented a hurricane move. And he says something that you'll hear again from many of the athletes. The reason I trust Shackley is because I know that the products are safe. You want a company like Shackley that has built their brand reputation based on their past history of people knowing that the stuff they provide is top-notch. Again, recurring theme, what you have here is a legacy, an awareness of quality and safety and cleanliness and purity that we've been able to pass on to our partners at the U.S. Ski Team. Last athlete I want to talk about that was at the Olympic Games, Jennifer Rodriguez. And here's another recurring theme. She's 33, so she's probably 10 to 15 years older than her teammates who she's competing with. What's interesting about Jennifer is that during the Olympic Games, I was in Fort Lauderdale, in a meeting in Fort Lauderdale. We had the great opportunity to have Jennifer's father participate on the program the night that they qualified for the medal round in the team pursuit for Olympic speed skating on the large track. And this was Jennifer's fourth Olympic Games. And she actually just came to Shackley just in the past year. And the reason she came was because her dad tried the products, became incredibly enthused about the products, said, you need to try them. She tried them and had a great game. She did not medal, but what happened in the team pursuit was that the day we met her father, she actually, the team pursuit is, this one's sort of like roller derby on the large track where you can push your teammates, that's legal, and it's a true team sport because the slowest skater is what determines your speed and therefore your chances at a medal. And what happened was that Jennifer was skiing with the two 17 or 18-year-old girls on her team, and on the day before the medal round, they beat the favored Canadian team. They beat the team that was favored to win the gold medal when Jennifer gently pushed her younger teammate to get her going. And her dad wondered, you know, what would have happened had that younger teammate
pushed Jennifer.
Had Shackley. Anyway, they did not qualify for the medal for either any of the medal spots on the next day. They lost a couple of races on the next day. Jennifer was not the slowest of the members there. And now I just want to move to a different type of an athlete. We know about elite athletes, but there are some athletes or explorers who are in the air. Actually, they're in space right now, and I just wanted to mention that NASA space shuttle mission STS-131 is currently in progress. There was a liftoff on this, I believe this was last Monday morning, April 5th, where Space Shuttle Discovery is delivering a multipurpose logistic module filled with scientific tools which will be transferred to the laboratories on the International Space Station. As I mentioned, this is STS-131. Shackley began working with NASA on the shuttle program back with STS-58. So if I did the math correctly, that's probably 73, give or take, missions that Shackley has been a part of in providing a custom rehydration beverage specifically to these athletes based on Shackley performance technology, and has been with them all that time. What's important about this particular mission, and if you want to see some great photos of the mission, you can just Google Space Shuttle STS-131. There's an incredible shot of the early morning liftoff from Florida last Monday. As well, you'll find pictures of the three women astronauts who headed up to and are going to reside for a while at the space station, and this will be the most women in space at one time ever, and that is four. So I think that is pretty cool.
We're still not well represented there.
No. But we're moving in the right direction. And so I just think it's a tribute to our science and technology and our R&D colleagues as well, for being able to create a drink with a technology that is meeting the needs of NASA Space Shuttle Astronauts, even though that's not a product that we have out there commercially, but it's the type of thing that we like to do. It's kind of in our DNA to do this kind of special work for people who really need the extra nutrition and the extra technical support. Last thing I want to mention is that we launched right after the Olympic Games, we launched a new athletes website. And if you go to the Shackley.com site and if you go to the products link, click on that and you will find a tab that says sponsorships or endorsements or athletes or something like that. And it's a much improved athletes website that has, number one, we have more athletes that are represented there. There's more information. There is video. There is audio on some of them. And keep your eyes posted on that because we will be adding more athletes, we hope, on a regular basis. And if this is something that you're in support of, please let our colleagues at corporate in our sales and marketing department know that that you think these are important to you, and we'll try to continue to line up more athletes as Shackley athletes for us all. And now I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Jamie.
Okay, thanks, Les. And so that brings to the close our presentation here tonight of the Shackley difference. Again, hopefully solidifying for all of you some of the important pillars of what we all view as our uniqueness and our difference at Shackley, and largely focused on our commitment to science. We really feel that our commitment to science has stood the test of time. We have fabulous products that have been changing people's lives for over 50 years. I hope you also feel that the future of Shackley Science is in good hands here. We're all very, very, very strongly committed to continuing to do ongoing research, to supporting the creation of products that are really based on solid science, that are not you know, just a lot of marketing hype, but really, really rather products that are going to make a difference in people's health. And certainly, you know, our organization is really built to support the ongoing delivery of good, strong science as well as products. And of course, the final part of, or the final aspect of the Shackley difference is all of you, because you are the ones that, who are out there really delivering these products, introducing these products and inspiring people with your passion and your knowledge as to the value and benefit of their making a commitment to changing their lifestyle and incorporating Shackley supplementation. So we hope tonight's presentation has been helpful for all of you to feel stronger and more confident in your own level of commitment, but also that you will utilize this this presentation for others in your organization. With that, do we have a replay number that we can give to people?
Well,
okay. Okay. So the replay number, and we're going to open this up to questions in just a few moments, and I'll give this again, but the rebroadcast number is area code 512-404-1255, 512-404-1255. Press the number 2, and you can. This is something that you can actually download onto MP3. This is something that you can. It will be archived for 1 month. So these are archived until the next Health Science call. So last month's call, actually I think it might have been a Q&A, so it wasn't archived. So the month before that was probably archived for 2 months. But in general, the Q&As are not archived, but the actual body of the call is archived for 1 month. And so you can download and save this, and this one tonight I think would be one that you would want to be able to keep and use as a training for new people. They can listen to it at various times and play and replay parts of it. So again, 512-404-1255, press the number 2. So with that, we will open it up for Q&A. Sorry, we have a little bit of allergies going on here. So Jody, could you give everyone the instructions again as to how they join the Q&A process?
Thank you. In order to get in line for the queue, please press the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will hear an acknowledgement that you have been placed in the queue. If your question has been answered and you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the number 1 again. All questions will be queued in the order that they are received. Once again, if there are any questions, please press the 1 on your touch-tone phone now.
I also wanted to take this moment to remind everyone about our product specialists in field support, and that they are available from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, actually Pacific Daylight Time, I guess that would be now, to answer questions on the nutrition products. And that phone number is area code 925-734-3638, 925-734-3638.